tell you, honestly, I will love it if we beat them. Love it.
Right then, welcome to another edition of The Warm Down. Today, joining me is Ian Sterling, Vice Chair of Most of Manchester United Supporters Trust. Ian, tell me how that came about.
Over probably a 2021 year period. Most originally was shareholders against Murdoch. So there were a group of shareholders.
That was the Sky takeover.
Sky takeover, yeah.
I was a member from then. Because I had like one share. I think it was £2.16, I think the shares was around that time. I had one share.
That's good to hear. Well, shares then to us were an emotional investment. It wasn't about how
of course,
much
yeah.
they were. You know, that was the whole thing. So out of that emotional investment by supporters, some shareholders got together, said, no, we're against the taker with Murdoch. That came Shareholders United. At that time, there was another sister organisation, Amuso, who kind of dealt with match day issues with supporters, stewarding, ticketing, travelling, you know, issues with the club. Good dialogue with the club as well, very good relationship with Ferguson. And then Shareholders United against Murdoch became Shareholders United. We encouraged more supporters to purchase shares, take a stake in the club, an emotional stake in the club to protect it. We had the backing of the club, backing of Alex Ferguson. At that time, very supportive, came out publicly and backed us all the way to the Glazers actually taking over compulsory purchasing our shares. And then, as we had no shares, it became the Manchester United Supporters Trust then, whose objective was to have a ownership of the club that shared the values of the supporters. We are still...
It's the pipe dream at the end of the tunnel,
yeah, exactly.
Somewhere. But
we want owners who have to share the same ambitions as the supporters. You know, no other club in Europe has been as successful as Manchester United when it was owned by supporters. No other club. You know, 99 season, my club, team I owned, part owned, won the treble. That's a fantastic thing to be able to say. Since then, the two organisations have kind of merged in terms of the Supporters Trust and the Musa, and we kind of do all the work as must now. And have taken on match going issues
and recently been allowed back into the fans forum as well.
Yeah, we've been in the fans forum for the past 18 months. I think we're making good progress. There's been lots of wins, lots of areas that we've made progress on. The relationship with the club has vastly improved to where we were while Gil was still chief executive.
Yeah, because wasn't it Gil that had some sort of like issue with Most or IMUSA over the takeover?
Yeah, we had a
we don't want to get bogged down in takeovers.
No.
But
you know,
it's important still, isn't it?
We cared passionately about the club, you know, and we were feisty with it as well.
I didn't wear a balaclava and get pulled off the top of a car.
No.
At the AC Milan game.
No. There were lots of things that went on. Gil was more than happy to make a sizable donation to Shareholders United. More than happy to. He shared our ambitions. It was only then when the takeover was completed that
that was a problem.
More close to the mast and excluded any consultation with supporters groups, really, any meaningful consultation. But we're not at that place now. We've done a lot of work with the club. There's very good communication, and part of that is being back on the fans forum. You know, fans forum, it's had a bad reputation in the past. It's not really seen as representative, but not fully representative. It is representative. You get supporters, clubs who are represented on there, but it's not really fully representative. And it's never been.
I'm not actually sure you could be fully representative. If you stand outside Old Trafford on a match day and just look at the absolutely various different types of people that are walking through and go, there's no way you can have all this represented.
I think what you have to do is make every effort to engage and be responsible to your group. That hasn't happened in the past. That's something that I, as a volunteer, to try and make every effort to do. You know, you can engage with people on forums, Facebook, Twitter, all kinds of social media. Let it be known that you want to represent people's views and let people have a voice within the club. The current system is where you're more or less picked out of a hat to see if you know, you put your name forward and you're picked out to see if you want to come onto the fans forum. But there's no, people don't aren't aware who they are. The very people are cautious about sticking their head above the parapet and asking questions and making themselves, you know, accessible to people. Where I think it's a role which there are lots of responsibilities to.
Is this what supporters as a whole in the UK and specifically United lack, maybe? Because I go to the continent and I watch games in you know, France and Spain and Germany, and I see the lads that are getting amongst it on the scaffolding at the front of there with a, you know, with the drums and with the megaphones, and they're getting in the mix. And I guarantee if someone stood up and did that at Old Trafford, they'd get abused.
Yeah, but well, I think really...
And that's just obviously in-ground stuff. I'm not
talking about two totally different things there. I mean, there's different cultures on the continent than there is
absolutely.
In the UK.
You we get, like to stand there with our hands in our pockets looking cool rather than getting barned, don't we?
We are cool, aren't we? That's all I know. You know, but it's a different game over here. It's different kind of roots. You know, I would never advocate the idea of anyone taking a drum, a musical instrument.
No, it's not my game. I'm just saying those guys,
you know, people orchestrating the crowd from the front. I think we come from a different place in this country. It's more embedded in communities than it is about fanaticism about actually the club itself. We're you know, that you go around Manchester and Salford on a match day, pubs and clubs are full of United fans watching it. Why aren't they inside the ground? That's a big thing, making football affordable and accessible to your local communities. So it's a different kind of, it's not just about people looking, you know, cool and moody.
No, I'm just using them as an example of people who stand up and get something done.
But if you look at Manchester, yeah, they would do. The history of Manchester, and you look about what Manchester stands for, include those people.
Oh, absolutely.
They're your history. Well, they're your bread and butter. They're your DNA.
When we talk about atmosphere and singing sections and this, that, and the other, there's still a place in the ground for grandads. People that have watched the United since the 50s and 60s, they're not going to be ballooning. Are you telling me they can't come? Well, there has to be places in the ground for everybody.
We are not one homogenous group of people who should all be treated the same. And this is our problem a lot of the times, where commercial organisations, whether that be Football League, Football Association, the Premier League, or clubs, like to pigeonhole everyone into one hole and say, right, you've all been naughty boys, so you're going to get marched to and from a station, and you're not allowed in this pub, and you can't stand up at football, and you can't drink alcohol in view of pitch because you've all been very naughty. It's a 70s attitude, and we really should have moved on from there. And this is part of the thing where you have to provide different facilities for different sets of supporters. You have to do it. And I think United now are getting far better at that. They're recognising what needs to be done in terms of the ground. They've ridden a gravy train, the Premier League, for so long, when money's just been thrown at them left, right, and centre.
Well, they can let us all in free, can't they?
Exactly. It's been a self-playing piano that is just going to make bags of money every season. But I think now, we've tried to encourage with our dialogue with the club is to value different elements of your support, whether that be your most fervent support, your youths, you know, the disabled section, with disabled people with limited, you know, physical, you know, mental abilities, should have equal access to the ground as everyone else. People shouldn't be disadvantaged because of that, but equal facilities should be able to be put in place for it.
I don't think anyone disagrees with that.
No one should disagree with that. What we disagree with is long-term season ticket holders being displaced and being financially disadvantaged because of that as well.
Because so the cheaper areas have been...
What after your agent support? You know, there is a room for family stands and there is room for tourists. You know, United sports tournaments in Manchester is very, very big because of United. We have 800,000 visitors to Old Trafford on non-match days. It's a tourist attraction. That's the way it is. But it shouldn't get in the way of our core support, our local support, Salford, Manchester. You know, youths being able to get in.
Well, the new season ticket they've introduced for the, Is it 18 or 25?
18 to 25. £15, first 16 roads of the Stretford End.
That's a tough
start.
That
is a big, big departure. A real big departure from where we were. Okay, it's not a magic wand. It's not going to happen straight away. It's going to get a few seasons to really take hold. Mm. But that's a big departure.
Of course, yeah. Well, it's the fact it's moving in the right direction. Because I always thought, obviously, it can't now happen at the bottom of K-Stand because the disabled section is going right through. And as we were just saying, don't disagree with disabled fans having a view. Obviously, John and Alex, good friends of mine, can't see from there. You sat down. You have to stand up in K lower.
Offer them the facilities to be able to
move them up higher.
Exactly.
Move them up higher and K stand lower, or even the whole of K stand, and at least Stretford End lower, because they've got the execs in the middle, should be ideally safe standing sections. Mm. Now, safe standing is in the news at the moment, and there's a bit of a burk in Parliament that's come out and said there's no desire from top clubs in the country to go for it. Now, I believe 19 clubs have come out in favour of it, and Leicester's the only one who've not said anything.
I mean, Arsenal weren't fully supportive as well, because they've just built a nice shiny new stadium. I think, oh, we're going to have to start again.
I've got to drill the seats out mostly.
Yeah, you know, making stadiums a roll seater. There was a rush to that. There was no problem. I didn't see them coming up with any kind of issues. You know, football's aside from that. But on the standing issue with that, we all know, we all agree, the police agree, the safety advisory groups, everyone knows what the issues
are. Safety needed to be improved. Football fans needed treating like human. That's happened now. But it needs to go...
Exactly.
It doesn't need to go the other way. That's wrong to say. But it needs to evolve. I've stood in safe standing on the continent. I've seen it at Glasgow. It's called safe standing. It's not called terracing. It's not called It's not called pens like it used to be called.
Listen, the old terraces, I grew up not so much on the terraces. You kind of progress back into that. My time on the Stretford End was down on a nice warm pipe on the front.
I got sat on the pipe.
You know, it's great in winter. You know, getting up on there, you know, it's scary at times, but it's fantastic. It was also fantastic at times. We know we can't go back to that. We've all seen how successful rail seats are.
Safe standing rail seating is exactly the same as what we're doing now, but you've got a rail. Because where I'm on tier two of Stretford End, I don't think we've ever sat down apart from at half time. I don't know how long, but the angle is severe. People go over, like when Rashford scored against City in the derby, a lad jumped from the side of me and ended up down in front of me. It's dangerous.
And this is why it's so frustrating when you get a minister whose next football match will be at Wembley in a nice comfy seat, where she's quaffing champagne and eating free food.
Probably carpeted.
And chauffeured in and out, who knows square root of fuck all about football fans and supporter culture, and she's making a decision about us and what we can do at football games. And
what
it's
is
infuriating.
Her what is her problem specifically with it? Because she's wrong on the clubs don't support it. Is that her main issue, was that someone said to her the clubs don't support it?
I sway between two things with it. The first thing is, she just thinks all football supporters are scum and it's a class issue.
And she's in charge of sport in this country.
And then, the other opinion sway to is, they're just being risk averse. They're in the business of keeping office, staying in government, keeping control, keeping power. If they think, oh, all these hooligans are going to stand and it's going to be blamed on me because I allowed them to stand.
I think there's probably a lot of truth in that.
But it's just so frustrating. You go to football grounds now, and the safe environments. I see trouble in Eastern Europe. I see trouble in Poland. You know, Ukraine, maybe Moscow. You know, a little bit. That's it. You don't get it in this country. Per capita, there are more arrests at Ascot.
I've seen
there
that
are
stuff,
at Old Trafford.
Or by about four or five times as well.
I went to Cheltenham. You know, there's stands there. It's just concrete steps going up, full of people on there.
All beard
They're
up
all
as
allowed
well.
To have a drink, you know, cheering and getting behind. There's no problem. People stood there having a drink. You go to rugby, cricket, you know, the Roses game is fantastic night out. You know, you get a nice night in Manchester, get on there, get a few beers, sit down, watch the cricket. Fantastic. There's no problem there. We're all sat drinking. It's this thing about treating football supporters like kids and cattle. And it's a 70s attitude. Okay, you can say it kind of went into the 80s. But that, all, the majority of the problems were because of poor stadium, poor stewarding, poor policing, poor transport. You know, all these. It's a different world now.
Oh, God.
Why are we basing attitudes on 30, 40 years ago? And that's what I find so frustrating with it.
Do you think it'll come in? Do you think someone's going to have the balls to sign it back into law?
Yeah, the club are supportive. All I can speak about here is the club are supportive. We've pushed continually since our very first meeting back with the club. One of our first questions when we were sat down opposite Ed Woodward is, are you going to support the reintroduction?
And Ed's response was?
We would like to see it introduced.
So the club are on board. It's obviously the government that's preventing this.
The they want it. Very, very supportive statements. We've tried to kind of push them once a step further than that and actually campaigning. Be out there at the front and saying, no, this is what we want to do. It's great to see.
Well, Manchester United's weight behind it as an organisation is pretty big.
I can understand the campaign for the Rail Seats for the Introduction of Safe Standing has been a long standing campaign. We've been on it for kind of 20 years pushing with that. What you don't want is, you know, the night coming in on his white charger at the end and saying, we'll do it for you. And the club kind of had that kind of attitude. They don't want to be seen as stepping in late in the day and being the ones that are pushing it and taking it through and taking the glory, you know, because there's been lots of other clubs that have wanted to have it introduced as well. They're very, very supportive privately with us. They're supportive at Premier League meetings. These are seats, rail seats. These are just seats with rails in front of them. I think it still conforms with all seat stadium.
That was something I was going to ask you, actually. That was one of my questions, is why can't they put rails in above the seat in that seat at the moment, or change them to actual rail seats?
We had a meeting a couple of years, 2.5 years ago,
still at all seat stadium.
Safety advisory group, where we made that exact point to them, say, okay, so if we were introduced seats with rails in front of them to increase the safety of supporters, because, you know, moments of excitement, you stand up, you celebrate a goal, you know, you can be down a few rows.
Michael Owen's winner in the derby a few years ago, I ended up across the aisle.
Yeah.
It was
it's easily done. We've all been there.
My seat broke, actually.
And the only answer that we got was, well, it's not in the spirit of the legislation. And no one is going to make a stand. No one's going to come out. Now, we've got the introduction in Scotland, different set of laws. Fortunately or unfortunately,
it's still the UK though. It's still the UK government that's overseeing it. Sure,
we're talking about medieval laws. You know, it's a totally different thing with independence, you know, for Scotland, things like that. But you've got things like Shrewsbury, you've got things like West Brom, you've got
there's rugby grounds, England, isn't there?
Rugby grounds. So gradually, bit by bit, it's all there. All it would take, seriously, all it would take is for Tracy Crouch to get a pen out and put a line through one sentence. That is all it would take. There's no change in major legislation at all. One line, that's it. Understanding by her. So, if anyone's watching, they'll have seen a petition going around and urge people to sign it. We're over 51,000 signatures at the minute.
I will bang a link to that in the description. Sign it and share it as well.
Doesn't sound a lot, 51,000, but you know, that's mostly generated by Twitter. And, you know, most of the match day crowd, you know, they're not. They don't go on Twitter, so it's been widely publicised on there. We're going to get to 100,000. It's going to happen before June the eighth, and it's. I would imagine then there's going to be some kind of debate in Parliament about it. It's just a common sense decision. I don't know. I do. I do know Pete's supporters who say they would not like to see it introduced. But they can give you no reason for it.
Yeah,
they can give you absolutely no reason for it. They can't say why, or any reason that they give you is because, well, I've got arthritis and I can't stand up. Well, that's great, so there should be choice for everyone then. So then you can sit down in your areas. I believe all the arguments have won.
Yeah.
All the barriers have been overcome.
You don't even need rails. RB Leipzig, me and Dave went to RB Leipzig early last year, and they didn't have rails. They had really tall seats. Really tall seats, so as you sit back, the top of the seat's near your head, and the seat in front of you comes up to like waist high. It's even got a little shelf for your beer. It's fucking amazing. That's the next thing that we need to get back in, is beer on the terrace.
You know, like we mentioned cricket, you know, rugby league, rugby union. Kind of, why not? It's the same people.
I've spent a whole half.
Stadiums on both sides. Well, you know, we've got to get over this attitude left over from the 70s and the 80s.
And saying that it's not in the spirit of the law for the safe standing. It's not in the spirit of the law for the drinking. Because if I can stay, and I have stayed in the concourse and watch the match that I'm at on the telly so I can have a drink, but the pitch is there. Mm. What is the difference? Mm. Am I any more or less likely to cause trouble 10 feet away?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And again, it's kind of all this push from us. I mean, we can't do anything on a club-by-club basis with United in terms of talking with them. But we do meet as a Premier League group, and these are the kinds of issues that we push on a national level as well. This attitude from authorities towards football supporters is outdated, and they really do need to move with the times. Respond to the risk rather than the perceived risk from 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, because there's not a risk, is
there? We'll be in a far better.
Yeah. So if anything that supporters or people watching can do, share and sign a petition? Is that the main thing we want to do?
With the safe standing, yeah, share and sign a petition. I mean, the main thing that people can do is get involved. Everyone can have a part to play. You know, there's all kinds of things that we do as a supporters organisation, whether it be events that we put on, whether we have food bank collection at Old Trafford, we run a match day stall. You may have some kind of particular skills that you can bring to an organisation. Great, come along, donate some time, get involved. It's for the benefit of everyone, and the more representation we can have, the better. We want to hear people's views, but become a match day member. We have a match day membership scheme. Where you get kind of access to legal advice if you get any kind of issues inside the ground, and you know, lots of issues with, you know, where do people get.
It's happening quite a lot at the moment with people getting bans for a raft of different reasons at Old Trafford specifically, isn't there? Mm. And Must is the place to go to.
We try and help as much as possible. We've got a direct line into the club in a lot of cases, so we can cut through a lot of the crap, a lot of the hurdles that people have to go through. We have more of a knowledge of the system, but we've also got access to the legal advice through the FSF. A very good relationship.
That's the Football Supporters Federation. Yeah. That's a great website, actually. Yeah. Good reads on there. I'll throw a link to Must, the petition, and FSF in below, because they're all worth checking out.
You know, people like Amanda Jacks do some fantastic work and do a lot of work with us as well. I mean, as you would expect, United and the United supporters that lead the way in a lot of areas. So we do a lot of work with the FSF and kind of with the managers. And we built up these relationships, not to benefit us, to benefit supporters. And we can kind of show supporters the way through with different processes with the club and help out. You know, we have a quite high success rate.
Awesome. Right, I think we'll wrap it up there.